What are we not saying to each other about race? That's the provocative question asked in an essay in the Seattle Times Pacific Northwest magazine this weekend. It's called Black Like Me. The author is staff writer Tyrone Beeson, who recounts his conversations with his father after the elections of Barack Obama and Donald Trump. Beeson told KUOW's Jamala Henderson about the most recent phone call.
To be honest, I think I might have said something about, well, what about the election? And it wasn't the night of, as it was with Obama. It was a few days later, you know, so that was weird because I figured he would have called me that night. And then when we talked, he immediately started to talk about the days gone by. I mean, my dad grew up, as all of my people, in the segregated South. They didn't even have the right to vote. Right. So their relationship to politics and their idea of what it is to be an American is completely different from mine. So he's got all that baggage going into the election. Right. So he started to talk about segregation, those ugly times in his formative years that shaped his understanding not only of what it was to be black, but what it was to be white. So we talked about the old days and his fear, really, that something of the spirit of those days had returned.
That makes me wonder what your thoughts were of the election of President Donald Trump and, you know, how your father's comments fit into that context.
Well, I came to a place where I knew that I was going to have some questions about who we were as a country because of the election and moving forward. So I wanted to talk about how white people respond to race, what's beneath their skin, what's on their skin, quite frankly.
In your piece, you talk to a number of people, but you also write about a burlesque theater production called Dear White People, and you refer to burlesque as the art of uncovering. How does that relate to this conversation about race?
As I watched these performers explore their identities as people of color, and it wasn't just African Americans, there was a Latino performer, there was an Asian American one, and there were white performers and so on. What they were doing was not just taking off clothing in some of the performances. They were showing you what was beneath the skin that they were wearing, the story behind that, the frustrations and anxieties, the hopes. I think it gives us a model for how we can do that in our everyday lives. It was less about performance and more about revelation. It was about the revelation of the human soul.
Tyrone, your essay also talks about the difficulty that many white people have in just talking about race. Do you have thoughts now on how they can cross that scary bridge?
I'll say this. It requires courage on all sides. So I understand. And if you want me to hold your hand, I'll hold your hand. But what we can't do is walk away from that moment. So I would like for people to tell me what they need in terms of the setting, the conditions. But I need you to understand what it is for me to be black, just as much as you need me to understand what it is to be white. So we've got to trust each other enough to have that moment, no matter how scary it is. But I'll be there with you. I may not like everything you say. I might ask some tough questions. I might throw something at the wall. But let's stay in the room and continue talking, because I think in knowing you better, we will walk out of that situation, out of that conversation, having grown.
Tyrone Beeson is a staff writer for the Seattle Times Pacific Northwest magazine. He spoke to KUOW's Jamala Henderson about his essay on race in this weekend's edition. Beeson will be conducting a live chat on Facebook about the article, Black Like Me, next Tuesday at noon. KUOW is examining how racial inequity shapes the Seattle region. Get involved in the conversation on our Facebook page.